You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, honorable youth, our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. A person who does not thank humanity, in reality he has not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all his recurring bounties which are showering upon us on a daily basis. So we say Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Yea, in Ladysmith, mashallah, we thank our senior Mawlana Salim Kareem Hafidahullah, and we thank my brother Bashir Karwa, and we thank all the team, Brother Bilal, Brother Hafiz Suhail, and all the brothers who arrange all these programs. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Our topic for tonight is a unique topic in this sense. Whilst we were having supper, one of the brothers told me that next week he'll be departing for Umrah, and that is when I decided that I should speak on this. Alhamdulillah, we all aspire and relish and cherish that we need to go to the Haramain Sharifain, whether it be for Hajj, whether it be for Umrah, and now we know it's Umrah season, and every Muslim wants to go, read 2 rakat salat daily after Zuhr or after Maghrib, after Isha, or Allah give tawfiq tahajjud time, and read Surah 2 verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. When Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam completed the reconstruction of the Baytullah with his beloved son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, he recited and begged Almighty Allah. Various du'as were made. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. O Allah, you show us the places of Hajj and Umrah, the rules regarding Hajj and Umrah. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. They are Anbiya alayhimus salam, they are ma'asum, but to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So we are sinners, we are ordinary mortals. We beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh beloved Allah, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. So today, honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Sirius FM, what we are going to discuss is what is inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. When we stand in Medina Munawwara, we say, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. But behind the green curtain and the green fence, you see what is inside. So that is what I want to enlighten you tonight, inshallah, and make dua that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protects the Haramain Sharifain, protects Masjidul Aqsa. The enemy's eyes and focus is always there. And Almighty Allah make us bar bar haziri nasib farma, that Allah Ta'ala take us there as well, time and time again. When we study the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, it was built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and thereafter by Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. And then we find that it continued. Then in the days of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 25 years old, then again they rebuilt and reconstructed the Kaaba Musharrafa. and you find the Hatim, they decided they will only use halal money and no haram money will be used. They did not have enough halal funds, hence they just made the Hatim, and that is also part of the Kaaba Musharrafah. So what is inside the Kaaba Musharrafah? And then in time of Abdullah bin Zubair, and then Hajjaj bin Yusuf, and it carries on. And now you have the current government from 1932, the Saudi government, and they also, mashallah, that they have extended the Kaaba. If you take the height of it, it's much higher than it was originally. So in that way, you will find certain modifications and so forth were done. It was in the year 2011, Hada min fadli Rabbi, only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that I had the opportunity to enter the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. And that night I said that I'll complete my Quran Sharifi, Jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba Musharrafah, the Baytullah. It was first of Sha'ban, a Saturday, like how tomorrow is Saturday. That person gave me a card and told me, this is your bitaqa, like how you get the boarding pass to board the plane. So very similar to that in gold and very impressive, very beautiful. Your name is written there with your passport number and what have you. And at the back of it, they have all the directives that you only got 5 minutes once you are inside the Kaaba Musharrafah. Nevertheless, so first all the politicians and diplomats and all that go. We right in the last serve, we ordinary mortals, you know. Ordinary, simple Simons. You listeners, don't worry, I'm still alive. I haven't passed away yet in Ladysmith. Sometimes the listeners think that this motor is gone, he passed away, you know. We're still alive, alhamdulillah. You were just drinking some water. Then our turn came and they told us, in one hand you must have your passport, and in the other hand you must have the bitaqa, you must have the card they gave us the previous day. So alhamdulillah, our turn came, and then you go to Rukne Yamani. There's nobody there, the army is around there. So you go, you touch Rukne Yamani after how many years? And then I saw that there's nobody there, I read 2 rakat salat there as well, facing Rukne Yamani. And then they brought us to Hajar-e-Aswad. You, my honorable brothers, sisters, listeners in Islam, we all should know this. That is why it is our duty, my brothers and sisters, as Muhammad Salim Kareem mentioned now. And mashallah, Hafiz Ahmed Badat is here, my colleague from Darul Newcastle. Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa. Our Qari Sahab, Qari Asif Sahab, Red Kirat, mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward all of them. So my brothers, we must remember this. Study the history of Islam and you will understand so many things. Where the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah is, next to it there is a mountain, Jabal Abi Qubais. There you will see the palace there. So this Hajar-e-Aswad, it was sent down from Jannah and it landed there on Jabal Abi Qubais. And remember, it was whitish in color. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, innama sawwadatu khataya bani Adam, the sins of the children of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, me and you, has made it change color as well. Now listen to these dates and specifications that I'm giving you. It is the year 317 AH after Hijrah. It is Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the first day of Hajj. The people are leaving from Makkah to go to Mina. And remember, there are thousands of people. The people in charge of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah at that time, were those people who are known as the Qaramita. Qaramita are the branch of the Shias. They realize their power is waning and they're going to lose power. See, when we speak against the Shias, it's not some emotional outburst. This is documented and no one can deny it, my brothers. We need to understand what we are doing when we go to for Umrah and Hajj and stand in front of Hajar-e-Aswad. So the Shayateen, this Qaramita, 8th day after of Zilhijjah, the year 317, they took out and smashed the Hajar-e-Aswad to pieces and they stole it, and for 22 years there was no Hajar-e-Aswad by the Baytullah. If you want documentation of all this, so remember, you will find it in the Kitab Tariqul Hajar al-Aswad, and you will find so many details of it. I have it at home as well. Now you carry on. After 22 years, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mashallah, we managed to retrieve it and we brought it back. And then you will see it is like 8 pearls and 8 like small pieces. And today that is Hajar al-Aswad. So when we stood there, you could see that shining and glittering. And O Ummah and Muslimah, the greatest gift which Almighty Allah blessed us, when we kiss Hajar al-Aswad, we can say, Wallahi, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his own Mubarak Shafatain, with his own Mubarak lips, he kissed Hajar al-Aswad, and me and you, ordinary mortals and sinners, we are kissing the same Hajar al-Aswad. So imagine what the great virtue that is. So Alhamdulillah, we did that, and then they have stairs entering there into the Baytullah. So if you know the Baytullah, like when you run a government, you have different portfolios. So in Makkah Mukarramah, they had different portfolios. Almighty Allah speaks of some of them in the Noble Quran. Until today you will see it. You will see on the Zamzam drums is written Suqya Zamzam. So the people in charge of the portfolio of Zamzam, Siqaya. Siqaya means you're giving water to the people. But this is no ordinary water, this is Ma'u Zamzam. And his authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, Ma wa zamzam lima shuriba lahu, that whatever intention you make with zamzam water, Almighty Allah Jalla wa la will fulfill that for you. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150. When he was 2 years old, his beloved mother brought him to Makkah Mukarramah. In Makkah, he used to drink so much zamzam. And he made 3 du'as. Ya Allah, grant me ilmun wafir, profound knowledge. He became the giant of his time. He celebrated student is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. When he left Baghdad in the year 199 to go to Egypt, and they asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us of your ustad and sheikh, Imam Shafi, who is he? He said, Al-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya. How the sun illuminates the world. My ustad, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, illuminated the world with his knowledge. He said, that second dua I made, Ya Allah, make me a Rami. Today when you tell our youngsters and people about Rami, they think it's all playing cards business, you know. So Rami means a master marksman. When I shoot the target, himself states, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, 9 times out of 10 I used to hit the target. They say this was the barakah of the Zamzam water. And third dua he made to revive the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And third dua he made, 2 duas he saw in his life. Ya Allah, grant me entry into Jannatul Firdaus, bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika ya arhamar rahimin. Through your grace and mercy, enter me into Jannatul Firdaus. So that also will happen. So my brothers, so one portfolio is siqaya. Second portfolio is rifada. In the olden time, there was no visa and you have to pay for this hotel and so forth. We went as Duyufur Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah. The people in Makkah Mukarramah considered it their sharaf and honor that people have come from min kulli fajjin amiq, from such wafa and wide places. So they used to feed the hujjaj and they considered it a great honor. So that portfolio was called rifada. Then you have the other portfolio and it is called Sidana. For you people in Durban, but it's very easy to remember. The person who has the key of the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, he is called Sadin. Sidana, Sadin. So not your Sadin run and all that here in Durban. So Sadin, the person, the doorkeeper. So when you enter the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the miracle, my brothers. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not speak of his desires. It is but wahi and revelation sent to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, it is the 21st of Ramadan, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the Banu Shayba the key and says that khalidatan talidatan, the keys will remain with you till the day of Qiyamah. 8th year of the Hijri, we are in 1440, now 1441. You do the maths yourself and work it out. 1432 years, lo and behold, the key still remain in that family. So they are the Sa'din, the Sidana. So when we entered, so everybody was rushing to meet them. So I said, no, what I saw, I can tell you, inside the Baytullah are just tiles, on the walls these tiles, and there are three pillars inside the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafah. So when I entered, on the right hand side, I found a gap, just next to the golden door, and there I made Allahu Akbar. But the Sheikh told me one thing, you know, he whispered in my ear. He said, once you are inside, then if you read Salat, nobody will trouble you. But once you make Salam, and you raise your hand, they got policemen inside, they'll make Aji Aji, and they'll take you out. So mashallah, with Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, I completed the Quran Sharif, fi jawfil Kaaba, inside the Kaaba Musharrafah. Long, long sajda, crying, making dua, you know, we're not fit for all this. But I said, let me share this with you, one day you get the opportunity also. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ It's not difficult for Almighty Allah. So inside there, we made long, long sajda, made dua for so many people, whoever we could remember. And it took 15 minutes approximately. After I made salam, then I looked, there's no police, then I went to that direction. Inside the Kaaba Musharrafah is the only place, is the only place in the world you can read salat any direction. So I found that wall there is a place facing the Hatim. So mashallah, another two rakats there. So total I was inside with Allah's fazl, grace and mercy, 25 minutes. And then I was going to the third wall, then the police said, Haji, nice time to go now. Al-Wida, you see. So we still make dua. Even last week somebody told me, you say you want to go inside. I said, of course, there's still two walls left, you see. So inshallah, if Allah take us again, then we'll make dua by those two walls. My brothers of South Africa, listen carefully to what I'm saying. It is the eighth year of the Hijrah. It is the conquest of Makkah. And it is Zuhr time. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls his minister of finance. Who is his minister of finance? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi radiallahu an. Sayyidina Bilal, the African muazzin. Because Sayyidina Bilal, there in Makkah, on that hot desert sand, 50 degrees, they used to put, you must remember, they used to put that boulders on his chest, and he used to say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Where they should do all this, my brothers, my sisters? We know all the malls there in Makkah and surrounding. But today, if you tell this ummah, go to Batha Quraysh, 90% of the people do not know. Go to Batha Quraysh, that land and sand of Batha Quraysh, based testimony of what Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala did. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen alayhi salatu salam is showing this ummah a lesson. We have no apartheid in Islam. Oh Bilal, today we're going to give you such an honor. No person before you, no person after you will have this honor. It's Zuhr time. And the Arabs, majority of them still were not Muslim. And remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his asa mubarak, stick mubarak, and hit the idols, and they were just falling down and blasted to smotherings. Jaa al-haq wa zaqal batil. The truth has come and the falsehood has perished. Innal batila kana zahuqa. O Bilal, you climb on top of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah, and from there you render the adhan. The African muazzin, the Arabs who are fair in complexion, top of the Kaaba Musharrafah, and we are here appealing for amnesty, begging for clemency, asking for forgiveness. So that is what tu'izzu man tashah, what tu'zillu man tashah. See, my brothers, always ask Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and see how Almighty Allah will envelope us in His special, special mercy. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ O Almighty Allah, include us in Your special, special mercy. So Alhamdulillah, we went inside. And if you know, Sayyidina Bilal was the Muaddin in Madinah Munawwara. He was the Minister of Finance. The other Sahabi, who was a blind Sahabi, Abasa wa tawalla and Ja'ul A'ma. Abdullah bin Umm Maktum is also blind Sahabi. And remember that both are Mu'azzin and both passed away in Damascus. Both are buried in the same graveyard in Dimashq, in Damascus. The graveyard is called Al-Babu Saghir. We've been there on 3-4 occasions also. So when you go to the grave Mubarak of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anh, you will see a plaque there on the wall, Mu'azzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru malihi. The Mu'azzin of the Master alayhi salatu salam and his Minister of Finance. See the honor Allah jalla wala gave the Sahaba. No one can ever come even close to them. They were selected and chosen by Almighty Allah jalla wala. So make dua one day, our mother say Siddiqa. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, states, I requested, O Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read Salat inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed her, yes, the Hatim, the semicircle, read Salat there, and that is like you have read Salat inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. So what we should do, look at the Kaaba Musharrafa, cry to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, you brought me right till Baytullah. Take me right inside the Baytullah. And for our wives and our mothers and sisters, tell them when there's enough space and place there, then they can read Salat there in the Hatim. So see the beauty of Islam. When we speak on air, non-Muslims, they object on us. And we open the floor, we tell them, ask whatever question you want. We have no problem. We have nothing to hide. So they ask us, they say, you Muslims, we think you but crazy, you know. So I ask them why. They say, for what you go round and round and round, that black cube, meaning the Kaaba Musharrafa, they see on the TV and all. So I tell them, excellent question. I said, you see, Mr. Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, so what we're going to tell you is this, that when your clothing get dirty, then you take it and you place it in a washing machine. Then it goes round and round and it comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round and round and we're not crazy. We are the most sober people on this earth, even today. Because we don't have no wine and we don't have no swine also. So nevertheless, that we go round and round and then we come out pure and cleansed. Therefore, when we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, we tell our youngsters especially, and the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummu. A person who performs tawaf, 50 tawaf, one tawaf is 7 rounds, 7 circuits, so Almighty Allah forgives him and purifies and cleanses him like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. Imagine, brothers. That is the beauty of Islam. The only place we can make and perform tawaf. Then we come to Madinah Munawwara. When we're traveling to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam city, engage ourselves in abundant durood sharif salawat. Ya dakhil ad-dar, salli ala an-nabiy al-mukhtar. Oh you who are going to enter Madinah Munawwara, read abundant salawat salutations upon the best and the most beloved and the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then we enter Masjid Nabawi. We read our 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. We perform our sajda-e shukr. Then we, the men, we come in front and the women go to their designated areas. And then we read salat and salam. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. We all know what we're supposed to read. Hafiz Ahmad Badat now, Hafizahullah, read about the turja shafa'atuhu. What is turja shafa'atuhu? Make it a habit, my brothers. When you go and read salat in salam, there's a frame there, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, shafa'ati li ahalil kabair min ummati. My intercession, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is for those people of my ummah who committed major sins. We all are guilty. So beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'atan nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now brothers, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, You know the kiswa, what our people call the ghilaf of the Kaaba, so that they change every year annually on the 9th of Zil Hijjah, when we are proceeding towards Arafat, the team will come in and remove the 5 pieces. 4 pieces for every wall and the 5th piece by the door of the Kaaba Musharrafa. And then they bring the new one and so forth. If you just go outside Makkah, you will see the factory there. Masna'u Kiswa. Masna'ul Kiswa. So that is where they manufacture it and so forth. When we stand there, stand by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you see through the jali, through the fence, then you will see like there's a green curtain there. So that green curtain is also manufactured in the same place, at the Masna'ul Kiswa. The difference is that this one is green, and there by the Kaaba Musharrafa is black. There by the Kaaba Musharrafa, every year it is changed. And this one is changed every 5 years. Once in 5 years, they change it. Now, when we stand, you're standing there with utmost love, respect, and reverence, and we must do that. We are standing in front of the greatest, most beloved, most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. Only and only that person will be successful who has adab and respect. And the person who does not have respect and reverence, for him is failure upon failure. So we write there how much love, respect, reverence we must have. You see, my brothers, so today what's happening, the cell phones and the videos and the photos, all this is bi'adbi, disrespectful, and definitely does not behove and befit a Muslim who truly understands the rank and status of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's take you chronologically, and then you will understand what's happening. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. It's 12th of Rabiul Awwal. It's Monday morning in the Hujra Mubarakah, Surah Hujurat, Surah 49. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does not only speak about the honorable spouses and wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Almighty Allah spoke of their rooms also, Surah Hujurat. So great and magnificent was their rank and status. So nevertheless, that when Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, in the room of Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. So thereafter, we find that the room has walls. So that is Nabi alayhi salatu salam buried there, and the room has the walls. So the walls were retained. Then after, remember, we fast forward to the year, this is 11th year of the Hijrah. In the year 99 to 101, it is the Umayyad dynasty, and one of the greatest people was ruling them, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz said that I'm to build a khumasi. I am going to build a pentagon. Pentagon, 5 walls. So it must not resemble the Kaaba Musharrafa and the Baytullah. So he built that as protection. So nobody could come near to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak Mazar and grave and what. So all that we should understand. This was in the year 99 to 101 when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, when he was Khalifa. Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Then the enemies are always doing some mischief. So from Morocco and North Africa, we find 2 Christians came. And lo and behold, they act like buzruks, you know. Like today, some people, they really act like buzruk. But I don't know if they're buzruk or they're bush crooks, you know. So you see, today also, we have a lot of people like this. Very good con men, actors, or whatever you can call them. You see what's happening in the media, social media and all that. Nevertheless, so one day, there is a person in Damascus. He's buried there also. And you'll need to read all this. We went there also. His name, Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah sees Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very, very sad. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows him these 2 people and says, Ya Nuruddin, that get rid and sort these 2 people out. Nuruddin wakes up and immediately he makes mashura and they leave from Damish, from Damascus, and after a week or whatever, they arrive in Medina Munawwara. He invites the whole of Medina, all the men for a da'wat. And still he is to amazement, is astonished that these two people he was shown in the dream are not there. He said, who else is left? So the people said, they are two buzruks. They don't accept anybody's da'wat. They just sit there in the masjid, Masjid Nabawi. Whole day they're making zikr, tilawat of Quran. And once a day they go to Baqi, to the cemetery. He said, call them. So when they came and they were summoned now in front of Nuruddin Zanki, immediately realized these are the two culprits. But the people were thinking they're big buzruks. So he said, where do you live? So they said, we live here. Initially when he looked, he didn't find anything untoward and so forth. Then they started kicking things around here. Suddenly they found that there were some excavations, digging, and a whole tunnel was dug. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, the enemies of Islam. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Almighty Allah protects you, O Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the enemies as well. This is our aqeedah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe in Hayatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream, and then they admitted, we are agents, and we were given so much money, Allah... Allah forbid to exhume the Mubarak blessed body of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were executed. Nuruddin Zanki used to cry, Subhanallah, Ya Allah, you chose me for this task, to protect Masjid Nabawi, to protect the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he built a wall, steel structure. So you have the Hujra, the wall of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Then you have the Khumasi, the pentagon of Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. And then you have a steel structure right around. Remember that. And no one can go beyond that. To all stories our people make, I gave money to this one and gave present to this one, and this one brought sand from here. Nobody can enter them. Thereafter, you must remember, now the governments come and go. So another wall was also built. So now we are sitting with four walls. First one, the room of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, the Khumasi, the pentagon, then there's Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah, and then another wall, and this green fence that you see right round was by Sultan Qatibai in 888 after Hijrah. We are now in 1440, 1441 now has started. More than 550 years ago, he made that green fence there. So first the green fence, then the wall, then the steel structure, and then remember the pentagon, and then the house and the room of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. That is what happens. If you have the opportunity one day to study Masjid Nabawi, today what we do? What we do? Be honest. So people, when we go for Umrah and Hajj, they push me in front many times, you know. Make dua. We say, put him. He said, no, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, accept our Umrah. Everybody will say Ameen. Ya Allah, accept our Hajj. They all say Ameen. Ya Allah, accept our Ziyarah to Medina Munawwara. They all say Ameen. I say, Ya Allah, Medina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. Ya Allah, let us die in Medina Munawwara. They all become Hanafis. Sab khamush bin. I ask the man, what happened? He said, the riyals are still tickling us here. I ask, Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, we want to die, but we don't want to die now. Amrit of shopping baki che. You see, that is ours. The heart is saturated with the love of dunya. The love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Baqi. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Man istata'a minkum an yamuta bil Madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Last night we were in Escort. I must thank my brother Bashir Karwa. He said, you know Maulana Yusuf Mutala. I said, I visited him there in his house in Blackburn. I spent 2-3 Ramadans day in England in Blackburn. Even this past Ramadan. But it's 20-21 hours fast, you know. You look at the sun, you don't want to go down also. This, your people's Dr. Mullah, Dr. Muhsin Mullah. in Ireland. I was there in Dublin. So he also, he liked my company, I liked his company. So he said, come, I take you for some tawaf chakkar here, you know. Tawaf chakkar, we call it. You know. What time? 1 o'clock at night. The sun hasn't set 1 o'clock at night. It's still light. He said, look, there is light, it's light, it's light, you know. There is a jeep system there in England and Ireland and Dublin and all these places. So anyway, you fast 20, 21 hours. So in Blackburn, I met Hazrat Mohana Yusuf Mutala Rahimahullah. So his sister is there in Escort. So with Brai Bashir, we went there last night, offered Taziah, condolences. Then the doctor Aswat is there. So he's telling me about his family and his mother, how she passed away in Madina Munawwara. So imagine, we have so many South Africans we know of, that they passed away in Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. So that is what we must aspire and ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. When Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the occasion of the Hijrah, and now Nabi Alayhi Salaam is coming. You know where Masjid Quba is? There the tribe of Najjar, the carpenters were there. So these daughters had news, the children, that Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to use this route and come first towards Quba, where Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Thani has named. So first day they went disappointed, they came back. Second day they went disappointed. Third day, lo and behold, first time they're going to see the Mubarak countenance of the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First time they're going to see Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And when Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq enters, children, my daughters, my mothers, what we teach our daughters today? The men are busy with Hollywood, the women are busy with Bollywood, and the children are busy with Robin Hood. What we do? Whole day play with phone. See these daughters, what a lesson they taught us. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is entering, Sayyidina Abu Bakr is following, and what they doing? They read, subhanallah, nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the tribe of the carpenters. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our neighbor. So can't we also become the neighbor? Yes, we can become. If we cry and Allah se mangna hai aur Allah se lena hai, and you beg Almighty Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. So we pass away there. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab is Bukhari Sharif. The dua is mentioned there. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda used to cry to Almighty Allah. Allahumma arzukni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today was Friday. It's Friday in the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar is here on the Imam's Musalla and he is reading Fajr Salat, performing Fajr Salat. He's the Imam and he's reading Surah Yusuf, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, the Zoroastrian, came with a khanjar, with a dagger. And he stabbed him. It was dark in Masjid Nabawi. And then when the Sahaba realized what happened, Sayyidina Umar falls, Abdullah bin Abbas goes in front, completes the Salat. And when other Sahaba and people intervene, he injured them. Some of them succumbed to the injuries, passed away. Sayyidina Umar still lived for a few days. And now, when is the time to pass away? What Sayyidina Umar did? He was a genius. That he commissioned and arranged a panel of six and said, within 3 days you must choose the Amir. On the 1st of Muharram, the year 24 after Hijrah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, who becomes the Khalifa of this Ummah. See my brothers, this is Sayyidina Umar's dua. Today people sway me, abuse me, we fine. We got no problem with that. You can sway me, I don't worry. But you uphold the honor of the Sahaba. When I went to Iran, my driver, I still remember his name, Zari. I told him, it was just my wife, myself, and the driver. So I told him, Zari, there's one place here. Show me, you must show me that place. Where, I asked him first, Zari, you like Umar? He said, I hate Umar. Allah forbid. Ordinary driver, Shia. I ask him, why you hate Umar? He say he killed too many Persians. That were his words. You see, they got the jahiliyyah in them. You should be making 2 rakat salah daily for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. In his time, Iran and Iraq and all these areas were liberated. Kufr was removed and Islam came to them. He's your muhsin, he's your benefactor, make shukr. But these people, they got the jahiliyyah ignorance in them. So he says, no problem, I'll take you there. When you go to a place called Kashan, remember any one of you going to Iran, you must visit Kashan. You go to Kashan, you will find that they took the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. He's not his body there, but they made a mausoleum, they made a shrine, and for Fayrouz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, they told him, you're a hero, and they brought their Baba Shuja'uddin. You ask Muhammad Salim Kareem, he will tell you, what is the meaning of Shuja'uddin? We are proud of you. You did an act of bravery by murdering and martyr, making Sayyidina Umar a martyr. You want to have unity with such people? You want to call such people Muslim? So think properly which side we are of the fence, my brothers. So daily read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, liberate Masjidul Aqsa and protect all our masajid. When you enter Masjid Nabawi from Babi Jibreel and you walk straight, you will see there is a gate there, a door there, you will find a locker there. When these prime ministers, presidents, all of them come, then remember they open the lock and then they allow them there inside and then they read Salat there or they read Durood Sharif and Salawat there. Nobody can go right inside. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect our Haramain Sharifain, Masjidul Aqsa. Take us time and time again for Umrah, for Hajj and Ziyarat. Piran-e-Pir Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani performed 50 Hajj. Imam Abu Hanifa performed 55 Hajj. Abdullah ibn Umar performed 60 Hajj and 1,000 Umrahs. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So let us, inshaAllah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu performed 25 Hajj. So many examples we have of that. So always have the tamanna and desire that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accepts us and we have the true love of Islam and the true love for the Haramain Sharifain. We thank all of you. Now we got 2 minutes left, inshallah. We make a dua and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla reward all of us, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله امين جزاك الله خير بارك الله